Well, it was concert history. Brad and John, 92.9 KISM, made in Seattle 40 years ago tonight with that band, Journey. And who else was on the bill?
Bryan Adams. It was Journey's Frontiers tour. It was the most profitable tour, biggest tour they ever had. And Bryan Adams was coming along opening the show.
And the reason that it was concert history was it was the beginning of the most significant advancement, one of the most significant advancements in the concert-going experience at that time. Now, it wasn't the first time this was done, but it was the first time it was done on a regular basis.
On
right?
a regular tour. They had used the big screen at concerts on certain one-off shows and big dates and things like that, but in Seattle 40 years ago tonight, they say Journey was the first artist to use multiple cameras and a giant screen on every night of the tour. And there's a documentary called Journey, Frontiers and Beyond, 1983, and it documents the whole tour. And if you remember, like the Frontiers had Faithfully on it, and a lot of that video when they're traveling on the bus and they're on the plane and things like that, and that's all from this documentary, that footage of them being on the road and the road crew and everything that went into putting up the big screen and having, you know, the cameras.
So the significance of it, again, is that it was here in Seattle at the Coliseum. This was the first show of the tour, and it was the first time a band said, put up a screen and said, this is going to be with us for all the shows on a tour.
And, you know, five guys in the band, five different cameras, everybody, you know, you're getting close-up shots of everybody playing and stuff like that. And the actual video, the documentary, is you'll recognize the voice who narrates this thing. If we play this little clip right here, you'll love his voice.
But think about advancements in, you know, the most significant advancements in the in concert going history. And this is the screen is got to be one of them, right up near the top.
Journey made every show with full production package intact, including a huge video screen over the stage and five cameras to televise close-ups to the audience, making every seat the best seat in the house.
I remember going to Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA tour, one of the first dates in July of 84, and that was the first time I went to a concert that had a screen. And I'll never forget looking at the screen. The sun hadn't set, and he was already on stage. We walked in during Born in the USA, which was the first song. It was an just a massive amphitheater, and we were way in the back. And he was this tiny thing at the bottom of the stage. But I remember the screen and the sun, like, hitting the screen. And the way the sun was even hitting the stage, like you couldn't barely even see him, but you could kind of make him out on the stage. It wasn't until that sun went down when you could really see things. But that was the first time that I remember seeing a screen at a concert. And now,
yeah, I can't remember who the first one I saw that had it was.
You used to ask that question. You used to ask, are there
going
to
be screens?
Are there going to be screens? Because your purchase was dependent on that. Like, I hear they got a couple screens at this show, so we'll be okay up in the nosebleeds. We'll be able to see.
And even recently, where they start selling tickets behind the stage and stuff, it'll say sometimes on the ticket that there will be video screens provided and things like that, and that definitely helps.
Yeah, when we saw Springsteen last month, was that last month, at the Climate Pledge, they had screens behind the stage. Mm-hmm. We sat behind the stage, and they had screens behind the stage. It was open, but they had screens back there. And the quality of the screens, I guess it had been a few years since I'd been to a show, Brad. I guess I saw Skynyrd 4 years ago, but the quality of the screen is so good. It's almost like, why am I watching him on the stage? Yeah.
The definition
is so good on this big screen.
You know, you can zoom in, or do you pull back out and get the wide angle, you know, of looking at the stage with your own eyes, you know, kind of thing, and then get the full thing where you can see other members of the band and what they're doing, or do you zero right back in on whoever the main performer is? But so the big screen debuted at concerts 40 years ago.
At the Seattle Coliseum.
I mean, you know, the introduction of good pyro. That's always nice. The introduction of that satellite stage or the catwalk that goes out into the middle of the arena. That I remember the first couple times I saw that, or somebody would go out on some kind of like, you know, string trapeze act or something like that. Lighting and lasers. I mean, the first couple times you ended up seeing laser, those are all great advancements, but I don't think they're, or wireless instruments where guys could really run around to one end of the stage or the other one, or a microphone that didn't have a cord, you know.
Allowing these guys
to really get out there to the edge or whatever.
And the sound has gotten, now there are still places where it's bad, but the sound has improved dramatically, especially in stadiums. And there were times when almost every stadium show, I don't care where you went in the country, it was like, you know, all right, well,
I'm by the relay tower three quarters of the way back.
Yeah, I'm at least I'm here and I'm looking at them. The sound isn't going to be any good. It didn't matter where you sat. But now they've improved stadium sound quite a bit, too.